Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important: creating a mindful home environment that actually supports your mental well-being. Ever feel like your house is more chaotic than a kindergarten on a sugar rush? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing with information and demands, and sometimes our homes just reflect that chaos. But guess what? Your space doesn't have to be a source of stress. It can actually be a sanctuary, a place where you recharge, find peace, and feel grounded. So buckle up, because we're about to break down some actionable tips to transform your home into a mental health haven. Get ready to declutter more than just your physical space. We're talking about decluttering the mental noise too. Now, let's get real for a second. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and immediately feel tense? Maybe it's cluttered, messy, or even smells off. Yeah, our environment has a huge impact on our mood and mental state. It's like our minds are constantly taking in information from our surroundings. So if those surroundings are chaotic, our brains go into overdrive, trying to process it all. Here are five key takeaways to create a mindful home environment that actually supports your well-being. 1. Mindful decluttering. This isn't just about getting rid of stuff. It's about being intentional about what you keep and why. Ask yourself, does this item bring me joy? Do I use it regularly? Does it serve a purpose? If the answer is no to all those things, it's probably time to let go. Think of it as an energy cleanse for your space. When you declutter, you're literally making room for positive energy and mental clarity. 2. Embrace natural light. Ever notice how much better you feel when you're soaking up some sunshine? Natural light has a powerful effect on our mood and sleep patterns. Open those curtains, pull back the blinds, and let that sunshine stream in. 3. Sensory delights. Surround yourself with things that make your senses happy. Think calming scents like lavender or vanilla, cozy textures like soft blankets and fluffy pillows, and beautiful colors that soothe your eyes. We're talking about creating a space that feels truly inviting and nurturing. Maybe light some candles, put on some relaxing music, or even diffuse essential oils. 4. Digital detox zones. We live in an age where technology is everywhere, but giving our brains a break from screens is crucial for mental well-being. Designate certain areas of your home as digital detox zones, no phones, tablets, or laptops allowed. This could be your bedroom, your dining table, or even just a cozy corner where you can relax and unwind. 5. Personalized sanctuary. Your home should reflect your unique personality and interests. Surround yourself with things that inspire you, bring you joy, and make you feel happy. This could be anything from artwork, to plants, to books, to travel souvenirs, whatever speaks to your soul. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You walk into your bedroom after a long day, but instead of feeling relaxed, you're overwhelmed by clutter, half-empty laundry baskets, and that nagging feeling that you need to get things done. You glance at your phone on the nightstand, already buzzing with notifications, and suddenly, your shoulders tense up. You know what I'm talking about? That feeling of overwhelm before you even close your eyes? But now imagine this. You walk into your bedroom after a long day, and it's a completely different experience. The space is clean and organized. The air smells fresh with lavender. A soft blanket invites you to curl up on your bed, and the only light comes from a gentle lamp illuminating a stack of inspiring books. You put your phone aside, take a deep breath, and feel a wave of calm wash over you. This is the power of creating a mindful home environment. So, remember, folks, your home should be your sanctuary, a place where you can recharge, find peace, and feel truly at ease. Start small. Declutter one drawer. Add some plants or even just dim the lights and light a candle. Each little step makes a difference. We've covered a lot today. Mindful decluttering, embracing natural light, sensory delights, digital detox zones, and personalizing your sanctuary. But remember, this is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. And don't forget to share your experiences. I want to hear how you're creating mindful spaces in your lives. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Dopamine Declutter. We'll be back tomorrow with more tips and tricks to help you live a happier, healthier life. Until then, keep decluttering those mental and physical spaces.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.